You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome again today. God bless you. Thank you so much. You are listening in right on time to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. The ministry is located at 250 North Babcock Street, in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We would love you to come and be in service with us as we worship the Lord. Our service times are Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings, of course, at 11 a.m. You are always welcome to come and join us. Let us know you heard about us on the radio broadcast. I'm your host today for today's broadcast, Minister Andre Jordan. I'm just thankful to God that you're tuning in faithfully every weekday. You're joining us right here on the radio dial Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. We love having this opportunity to proclaim the good news of the gospel to the people of God, and even give an opportunity for those that don't know God to accept Him as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for another day, a day filled with new blessings, new mercy, new grace. Father, we pray today to take hold of the word of God. We pray today that you would enrich us, that we would grow in knowledge and understanding of the truth of the word, that somebody would hear this word and want to give their lives to Jesus. No better decision we can make in the whole world. Father, I pray that you touch your people, bless your people, encourage your people, strengthen your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray that this word will be a great encouragement today. Let the people of God be encouraged. Let the countenances that have been down be lifted up in the Lord. Let them understand they're never alone. The strength of God belongs to us. It's our portion. Every word you've written is true. Father, let those that need healing, deliverance, turn around, let it be manifested in their lives today. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So glad to be with you today. Truly, the Lord is good. The Lord is faithful. I pray today to talk about continuing from the scripture. We were talking about spiritual warfare, and the last time we were together, we went through Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10, all the way through 14. And we were talking about just growing in the knowledge of God and the simplicity of understanding that we all go through spiritual warfare. We all deal with the attack of the enemy at some time and point in our lives. And we were talking about how we've got to understand who the enemy is and how the enemy operates. And we understand that through opening our Bibles and reading what the word tells us. The Lord does not want us ignorant. The Lord wants us educated in the knowledge of Him, in the knowledge of His word. The Lord wants to reveal Himself to us. He wants us to be filled with His wisdom, His understanding, His knowledge, His counsel, His might, His strength. The Lord wants to make us, oh my gosh, just supernatural, let me say it this way, representative of Christ in the earth. The Lord wants us to be little Jesuses, filled with his authority, the power, the name of Jesus, and executing and operating how we see the blueprint from Jesus. And so it's going to take us cracking open our Bibles again, getting in the Word, reading the Word, eating the Word, possessing the Word, getting the knowledge of God for our everyday lives so we can walk in victory. There's another level of victory. There's another level of living. There's another level. We gotta open the book. Can somebody say, open the book, open the book, open the book? I'm opening the book today. I've got to understand what God needs me to know so I can operate at a premium level. I want to operate at a premium level today. In my car, I use premium. I want to operate at a premium level. In my spirit man, I want to operate. I want to use premium too. I want to operate at a premium level in God, and it takes his knowledge. He opened up our understanding today, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. So we all go through spiritual warfare. The enemy is going to attack all of us. If you're serving God and you're sold out to God and you don't belong to the enemy, he's going to attack you. And we've got to understand, and we've got to not be dismayed. So the Lord, in his word, he told us in that Ephesians 6, 10 through 14, put on the whole armor. First, he told us, let me back up, put on the strength of God. Come in God's strength every day, praying, God, strengthen me. Give me your strength today. I put on the strength of God. Then he instructed us. It's so important we follow instructions. Do what God say, how he tell us to do it. Follow the instructions. Obedience supersedes sacrifice every time. Whatever I could give God, if I don't obey him, it's nothing. So we will go through trials. We will go through challenges, but we can go through them victoriously if we obey God. And if I have his knowledge of his word, I can do what he tells me to do. So we're not exempt. We will go through trials and challenges, but knowing the word gives us a opportunity for victory. We got to know Satan, demonic spirits, evil forces will want to oppose us. It's a fact of life. But the Lord turns the light on, sheds light on truth in his word. So we will be challenged. But I've got to put on the armor, and I've got to be strong in God's ability. Now, God has all ability because he has all power. He's omnipotent. So I can rest in the omnipotence of God. I can rest in the strength of God. And in God's strength, I can resist the enemy. The Bible tells us to put on the armor of God. And it tells us to resist the enemy. James also tells us to submit ourselves to God. I believe it's James 4, 7. James tells us, submit therefore unto God. So we humble ourselves and we submit therefore unto God. And James tells us to resist the enemy with the word of God, and the enemy will flee. I want to say, it's high time for us to put the enemy to flight. Yes, it is. James 4, verse 7. Let me read. God gives grace to the humble. So therefore, submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee to you. Be humble. Humble yourself before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close. Come near to God. So God is saying, I have made it so you can walk in supernatural victory. Humble yourselves. Resist the enemy. Resist him with the word. Resist him with the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And the enemy will flee. Live righteously. Live in purity. Live holy. Number one, know who you are. Do we know who we are? Do we know how fierce how powerful we are in Christ, in the Lord, not in ourselves, not in our flesh. Some of us think we're all of that in our flesh. Some of us think you don't know who you're messing with, but listen, the enemy, fallen angels, demonic spirits, evil forces, these are ancient spirits. You and I in our flesh are no match for the devil. Let's just get that straight. We need to know that. We don't need to be fooled, because listen, the whole matter of spiritual warfare is the tactics and the schemes and the lies and the deception of the enemy. Let us say today in Jesus' name, I pray, Father, let me not be deceived. Let me walk in your knowledge. Let me walk in your knowledge. Let me not try to walk in my own understanding, Father, but I lean not to my own understanding, but all of my ways I acknowledge you, acknowledge your word is truth, acknowledge the priority and the seat of elevation for your word. It says we don't fight after the flesh, so I don't need to fight people. It's a trick of the enemy to cause me to look at you and fight you. No, that's a trick, baby. And the cereal used to say, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. God wants us to mature in the word today, mature in the knowledge of God today. He don't want us to be simple. He want us to be the word. It's a trick of the enemy to cause us to focus on people. The people are not our problem. The problem is we have enemies in the spirit world, in the unseen world. And we've got to understand that we're fighting against powers and rulers and principalities and evil spirits. And that does not need to scare us, because God has laid it out for us how the victory is assured if you do what I tell you. So all it means is I've got to increase in knowledge and in learning. And I've got to increase, let me say, in obeying the scriptures and obeying the Father. Obedience is what I need in my life. More obedience. So, we need to understand that it's not a natural battle. It's not a natural fight. It's not a human fight. It's not a fight against people. It's a supernatural fight. We need to understand that there is a spirit realm that supersedes the natural realm. Everything we see in the natural came out of the spirit realm. We've got to understand this does not scare us. It's an understanding. It's having the knowledge. Other realms exist. I need that knowledge. So what? I'm not ignorant of the enemy's devices. First scripture, 2 Corinthians 2:11. Satan wants us to remain ignorant, but I'm getting knowledge today that I will not be ignorant of his devices. I will not be ignorant of his tactics. I will not fall prey to the enemy. I won't be the weak link. But I'll be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, and I will put on the armor of God. It's a supernatural fight. It's not a human fight. It's not an emotional fight. It's not an intellectual fight. It's a spiritual fight. Bring spiritual weapons. Don't bring your emotions. Don't bring your intellect here, but bring the knowledge of God. Bring your spiritual armor here. Satan defeats us because we go to our emotion. She did this. He did this. They said this. They said that. They looked at me. They didn't talk to me. Horrible shade. Those are emotions. God needs us to come in his strength. Come in his spiritual armor. Come equipped for the fight the way God told you. If you're up north in 20 degrees below weather, I hope you're not going to have on a Florida sweater and some Florida flip-flops. You've got to come equipped for the fight. It's a spiritual fight. Come in your spiritual armor. Let me just read through Ephesians 6:10-14 really quick, just to reiterate it today. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the whole armor. A whole means entirety. Put on the whole armor, all of God's armor, so that you'll be able to stand firm against the strategy of the enemy. Spiritual warfare is about strategy, plan, tactics, deceit, temptation. Spiritual warfare is about that. Strategy, plan, tactics, schemes, destruction, kill, steal, destroy of the enemy. That is what it's about. Let me go back to read this verse because I do want to read the scripture. Put on every piece of God's armor, the entirety, so that you'll be able to stand against the enemy's strategies. God wants me to stand against the enemy's strategies. God is instructing me to stand against the enemy's strategies. With this knowledge, I can stand and be victorious and successful against the enemy's strategies. For I understand now through the knowledge of the Holy Word of God that I do not wrestle humans. I am not fighting flesh and blood enemies, but the scripture says I am fighting supernatural beings, supernatural personalities, supernatural beings, supernatural powers, forces. It says principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high heavenly places in the spirit realm. I'm fighting evil rulers. I'm fighting evil authorities in the unseen spiritual realm. The spiritual realm, everything in the natural came out of the spiritual realm. I've got to accept that the word of God is true. I've got to accept and receive this knowledge. There is a spiritual unseen world and realm. Well, I'm fighting mighty powers in the dark world. I'm fighting evil spirits in heavenly places in the dark world. Take to yourself and put on every piece of God's armor. He repeats that command that you can stand and resist the enemy in the evil day. And having done all, stand so that after the battle, you'll still be standing. You'll go through the battle. You'll come out of the battle victorious, but you gotta go through it. Trust God's word. He'll bring us, take us, never leave us, never forsake us. So he will take us through the battle with him. I go through the battle with the Lord. I go through the battle in the strength of the Lord. I go through the battle in the armor of God, firmly affixed. Let's read. Take and put on every piece. So stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. Stand your ground, putting on the breastplate, the body armor of God's righteousness. Stand your ground, having on the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace, having on the shoes that come from peace of the good news, so that I'm fully prepared. Stand your ground, holding up the shield of faith that is designed to extinguish, quench, put out, stop all of the fiery darts of the devil. Stand your ground, putting on the helmet of salvation on your head. Stand your ground, taking up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Stand your ground today victoriously in the strength of the Lord. So we are able to be victorious because we have the knowledge of God that lets us know these are spiritual battles. These are spiritual forces. These are spiritual personalities operating in the unseen world that oppose and attack the word of God. They oppose and attack us because we stand for God, we stand for his word, and we're busy about the Father's business, winning souls to the kingdom of God. God gives us his supernatural strength to be victorious. So it's very simple. If we break it down, we don't fight people, but we stand in the strength of God, in the armor of God, to oppose the enemy and his wicked devices against the kingdom of God. So we need to learn how to take a stand. We need to learn in the unseen realm. The fight is, we're fighting against plans, evil plans, evil plots, evil strategies, evil tactics, evil snares, evil temptations. Our foe has intelligence. Our foes have personalities. They think, they see, their spiritual activity. They reason. They have that ability. But guess what? No one can outsmart God. All good comes from God. All evil comes from demonic forces at work in spiritual unseen realms. We can trust God and have faith in God, knowing that God is unchanging, immutable, all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present. God is the strength and the source of our strength. So we understand in the spirit realm, the unseen world, there is God. There is God's force in the host of angelic angels. And the dark side, there is Satan, fallen demons, fallen spirits, fallen angels, and the people that Satan can use. Satan makes accusations against us. Satan tries to tempt us. By number one, temptation is focusing on people, deceiving us and making us think people are our problem. But I declare we're delivered from people problems. We recognize that we're fighting spiritual forces. We're holding the ground that God has already won through Jesus Christ. Satan is watching some of his tactics. He watches our reactions. How do we respond in situations? What do we say? How do we think? How do we talk? It shows up when we speak. But we are able through God. James 4:7 told us to resist Satan. Humble yourself before the Lord. Resist Satan and he will flee. We resist him aggressively with the word. Declare today, I am turning up my resistance with the word of God. I am aggressively resisting the enemy with the word of God. Therefore, in order to do that, I've got to increase the knowledge of God that's housed within me. I've got to get more knowledge of God in me. Two, more tools in me, more word of God in me, more to pull from and draw from to resist the enemy even more aggressively. Sometimes we've been aggressive. Sometimes we've been resisting the enemy, but tell the truth. Sometimes we weak on that resistance. But no, God, the knowledge of God makes us strong. More word in, more we can swing that sword back and forth. Put that sword on the enemy's head. Put that sword and chop off the enemy's feet. Oh, he'll get to stepping. Come on. You see action movies. You see movies that are Asian descent. They swing them swords. They'll behead a Joker in a minute. Come on. We got to get aggressive in the spirit. And we can do it through the knowledge of God's word, through the truth of the word. Put the word on the enemy. But we've got to be humble. Our lives got to be pure. Our lives got to be righteous. We want to be effective and we want to affect the spirit realm positively for God. I want to be powerful and impactive and effective. The word of God makes us that way. My God, we come in the power and strength of Jesus. Jesus is our blueprint. Look at Jesus. Satan, it tells us spiritual warfare is a fact of life. It's as simple as looking at Jesus when he fasted the 40 days, 40 nights, and afterward he was hungry. Then comes the tempter in our weak and vulnerable moments. But guess what? Just because the flesh is weak and vulnerable and having a weak and vulnerable moment, oh no, if we fill our spiritual bellies, fill our spirit man with the knowledge and the word of the word of God, fill ourselves with the word of God. House more word in me. God, help me to house more word in me. Help me to fill up, eat a diet of the word every day. I'll still be strong in the Lord, even though in the natural I might be weak and vulnerable. Do you understand? I don't have to be weak and vulnerable in my spirit man just because I'm hungry in the natural man. Oh no. In fact, fasting and prayer ought to make that spirit man like a giant inside, like a tiger, a lion inside, on the inside, the spirit man. So God wants us like that. Look at Jesus. The enemy comes 40 days of fasting and praying and seeking the Father. The enemy shows up. What was the enemy thinking? Jesus is like, you don't want none of this. Jesus, filled of the strength of God, hungry in his natural belly, but filled with the strength of God in his spirit man, said, it is written, every temptation. This is the attack of the enemy. Temptation, doubt, unbelief, deceit, lies, plans, scheme, strategy. Listen, I heard something good the other day. It said that if I were the enemy, what would I do to try and defeat me? If I were the enemy, what would I try to do and defeat me? Think about that. Ask yourself. And so in following Jesus' blueprint, Jesus was able to use the word of God every time to defeat the enemy. Every time God gave him victory. And that is what the Lord desires for you and I. And that is what the Lord has honestly made available to you and I. Use his word. Put on his armor. Follow his instructions. Obey him. Grow in the knowledge of word. Increase in the knowledge of the word of God. Fill our bellies, hide the word in our heart so that we can use it. We can hold our ground. We can stand our ground. We can come through every battle victorious in the name of Jesus. So I pray today, as you've been listening to Kingdom Sounds, that you are encouraged in the Lord. I pray today that you're strengthened with might in your inner man. And I pray today that you're declaring victory for your lives. I pray today that you're encouraged to crack open your Bible and hide the word of God in your heart. You've been listening to Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We welcome you to join us at one of our service times, either Tuesday at 7 p.m. or Sunday morning at 11 p.m. God bless you. God keep you. Be encouraged and walk in victory is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and we go to Colossians for today's question, but let me ask you first, has anyone pressured you to fast or pushed you into some spiritual discipline or otherwise tried to regulate your worship?